Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dave Plyer not here today. We got about 8 minutes and change until the Winter Classic. John Hanson here, rolling you on right till then. You know, some cool places you know about. You could point a finger on a map and go, I know where Disney World is, or I know where that is, or I know where this cool place in the Chicagoland area is. It's right here. Sometimes there's places that you have driven near or by and you wouldn't even know that there's something really cool happening there. And that's part of what this show is all about, exposing each of those places in our own backyards, sometimes quite literally. And that's what we're chatting about today. Craig Dorsey joins us now. He's the local historian and the master of the Living Historians Guild of DuPage, which I've got a lot of questions about that, here to talk about Maze Lake Peabody Estate in Oak Brook. Craig, hello. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, John. Thank you. What would you like to know?
Oh, boy. A lot of different things. First of all, what is the Living Historians Guild of DuPage?
So if you come out and you visit one of the events that takes place at, say, the Wooddale Historical Society or the Elk Grove History Museum, and there are people there that are teaching dancing or historical music or making candles or making bullets or something like that, those are probably members of the Living Historians Guild.
That's really cool. So you guys embrace the history and want to teach the history, but not just as a guy reading off a piece of paper. Interactive stuff.
Exactly.
That's awesome. I'm a DuPage guy. I'm a Donner's Grove guy, Craig. And that's why I was so interested. I didn't know you guys existed. And I didn't know this place existed, which I don't know if you want to hear that or not, but that's just the reality. So let's get this to a wider audience. Tell us about Maze Lake Peabody Estate.
You know, I hear that every week. Maze Lake Peabody Estate is located in Oak Brook. It's at 1717 West 31st Street. It is open from 12 to 3, Monday through Friday, 9 to 1 on Saturdays, closed Sundays. Visiting is free, but guided tours at 12:30 Monday through Friday, 11:30 Saturday, cost $8 a piece, only until the end of February. And then I'm going to have to close for at least 6 months in order to have the air conditioning updated.
Okay. Well, before you tell me when the tours are and all that, first tell me what this place is.
Originally, it was the mansion of a coal baron, a guy by the name of Francis Stuyvesant Peabody. It was constructed in the Tudor Gothic Revival style by the famed Chicago architect Benjamin Marshall, who also did the Drake Hotel, the Edgewater Beach Hotel, the Iroquois Theater, the South Shore Country Club, where the Obamas got married, and lots of other places. It's a 39-room mansion, most of which can be visited on... Oh, yeah.
That's huge. Keep going. I'm just reacting with oohs and ahs to what you're saying.
Most of those rooms can be visited on the first and second floors, but the attic and basement are currently closed. They're working on the basement, I know, but it takes time. Additions were made by the second owners of the property, the Franciscan Brothers Minor. There were additions made in 1926, 1950, and 1960. And people should not be...
I was going to say, is this going to give me a vibe of the Roaring Twenties? Like, is it restored back to the way it looked? Like, paint us a picture when we walk in. What are we going to be amazed by?
You are going to walk in and be amazed by a hallway that was built by the Franciscans in 1950.
Oh, okay.
But if you turn left, you are going to walk into a mansion that has been restored on the first floor to 1921. The second floor, it needs a little paint and plaster yet.
That's okay. We'll forgive you for that. It's an old place. You're trying to make it look great.
Exactly.
So do you see, like, the life, the lavish life? Do you get tastes of that when you walk through?
I think that people really do, and probably in the library in particular. It really does have that great Gatsby feel to it. And in fact, part of a play filmed their opening sequence for Great Gatsby here this year.
Oh, that's really cool. Can't wait to see that. Yeah. I also know that you guys host like local artists in the living room, too. You try and not only just make this an old relic, you try and make this a living place for people to visit.
Yes, absolutely. Because of the air conditioning upgrades, they're probably going to take 6 months. The art shows will be returning in 2027, and there will probably be 9 major art shows. Those are free to come in and look at, and there will also probably be a few minor art shows as well.
224 is a big fan of the texture. They say, ask about the secret staircase. Ooh, secret staircase.
Yes, absolutely. So we do, in fact, have a secret staircase here, and if you come and visit, you can try to find it.
Oh, I have to find it. Okay.
Yes. Well, if you take the guided tour, I think the tour guide generally points it out, but... If you come on your own and you don't pay, you can try to find it on your own. And there are other fun things that you can try to find as well. For example, there is a dragon that's hiding in the library, and you can try to find that. And this is attached to 87 acres of forest preserve, so if you go outside, you can try to find a deer or a coyote or a turtle.
It's amazing that it's just off 83, essentially. A quarter mile, you're going to get to the Peabody Estate off 31st Street. I got about a minute and a half left. I got to ask, Craig, ghost stories? Yeah. I mean, every mansion's got something, right?
Yeah, they certainly do. So it won't be until 2027, but we do run a Moonlight Mansion tour that covers the ghost stories that are associated with the house. And this year, in October... stories that are not associated with the house, there are going to be readings of ghost stories out at the chapel on the grounds, where we are going to do like little snippets of Shelley's Frankenstein and Poe's the Raven and Stoker's Dracula. So that can be fun too.
That is great. Is the ghost story around the owner or anything here? Because I know he died on the property, right?
Yes, he did. So one of the ghost stories is about the owner who died on the property and left, and then his body came back, and then it left, and then his body came back again, and it's currently not here. But, you never know.
Wait, like they actually dug up his real body, or we're talking about like a ghost body came back?
No, they actually dug up his real body and moved it.
Twice?
More than twice. He's had 5 different resting places.
Did he not pay his rent? Like, what's the deal? Why does he keep on moving?
Well, different reasons. The first time he was buried across the Route 83, and then he
well, tell you what, Craig, we got to put a pause on it. We'll save it for the tour, and how about the ghost stories in the future? Does that sound good, Craig?
Sounds like a plan.
Yes, I don't need to hear about all the moves, but I appreciate you trying. That's Craig Dorsey. Have a good night, okay, my friend?
Thank you, sir.
And it's the Maze Lake Peabody Estate, 1717 30 West 31st Street in Oak Brook. And, of course, the pictures will do it a lot more justice than any radio program can do. Great stuff from Craig.